The Dodgers and Padres are getting set for the final game of this four-game series, and whether it's home plate seats or meetings at the office, Travis Mathieu apparel is as stylish as it is versatile to keep you looking and feeling your best during your daily routine. Visit TravisMathieu.com to shop today. All right, here with tomorrow's starter, Tony Gonsolin. How does that feel? Tomorrow, another start day for you.
Yeah, it feels great to get another opportunity to get the ball in my hand and do my thing.
What was it like for you in Denver to come out of the bullpen and pitch the way you did? Three perfect innings and then a fourth scoreless. Did that give you some confidence moving towards tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely felt great to get a good one out of the way. And it being my second outing, obviously wish it was my first, but definitely felt good getting it out of the way and knowing that I can compete up here.
Was the difference feeling a little bit more comfortable than the first time that you pitched for the Dodgers? Did that factor into why you pitched so well?
Yeah, definitely didn't have as much nerves. I felt, just had a better approach, attacking guys, going right after everybody, and, whatever happens is out of my control after I let go of the ball.
What's your in-between start preparation like as you head to tomorrow? What have you been doing the last few days? Is there anything abnormal that you do during your in-between start days?
No, I wouldn't say there's anything abnormal. I mean, I'm throw my bullpen, my, mid or like between start bullpen, and then doing as much recovery as I can to get on track for tomorrow.
Everybody talks about your love for cats. I was just picturing a bunch of litter of cats in the bullpen while you're getting ready.
That'd be awesome. I mean, just some pregame cats would be great. Just get some nice fluffy cats out there. Get some petting in, some ear scratches, that'd be awesome.
How do you keep your clothes so hair-free?
I mean, no cats out here, so that's pretty easy, but lint rollers everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a lot of cats that shed at home?
Yeah. I mean, there's dog hair, cat hair everywhere on all the furniture, so just having a lint roller handy is a necessity.
So if you were a comic book villain, you would be the Catman in my mind. There was Catwoman, but you would be a Catman where you just sick all these cats. You have like this sound that you would make for all these cats to get after Superman or Batman or somebody like that.
Yeah, like, I think it'd be like Ant-Man, where he has that little device and can like telepathically communicate with all the cats. That'd be sweet.
Is it annoying that you're associated with cats? I mean, when people talk about Tony Gonsolin, obviously your ability, but then, cats is number two. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, I mean, at least my name's getting thrown out there. Any media is pretty good media, and I mean, I like cats, so there's nothing wrong with it.
All right, so the cats, your pitching ability, and your hair. Who has better hair, you or Dustin May?
Dustin May, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just so big and fluffy, and I mean, if you ever look in the dugout, half the time I'm playing with it when I'm not watching the game, so... But yeah, definitely Dustin.
How cool is it to be in the same rotation at the same time in the big leagues with Dustin?
It's great. I know that he's a big leaguer. He's going to have a great career, and it's awesome that we both can be here. I mean, we have gone up to the minors together, and we've become pretty good friends throughout the years, and it's just awesome seeing him do his thing.
Yeah, I was wondering, is everything a little bit more special for you, knowing that some of your teammates in the minor leagues are here and they've achieved the same dream that you have?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's dream, is to come out here and compete at this level and do well, obviously, but it's awesome to see some friends that I've made over the years and see them up here and doing their thing, like Beatty and Dustin and Bueller, and it's great to see all that.
Tony, you may know the answer to this better than anybody else. Why have some of the young hitters that you played with in AAA been able to come up here and have such a huge impact immediately? I'm talking about Beatty, I'm talking about Garlic and Will Smith. What's in their DNA to allow them to do that?
Yeah, I feel like how they care themselves is very important, and I feel like they're never up in the plate thinking that the situation is too big. I mean, you look at Will, and I mean, he's going, late inning grand slam, like two walk-off home runs in his first 10 games or whatever it was. Like, I think there's something to be said about how he holds himself and the composure between all those guys.
Speaking of composure with Will, how much does his personality make you at ease when you're pitching to him?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think he's back there, he definitely does his research, he does his homework, and he knows, or he's trying to do his best that he can to know what pitch to throw in the specific count. And he just does a good job at being ready and being prepared, and definitely makes pitcher feel comfortable knowing that he does all that.
All right, before I let you go, I'm always curious, when you're in the minor leagues, you don't have the wealth of riches yet. So who were your roommates at Oklahoma City, and was there an inflatable mattress involved?
Yes, inflatable mattresses are involved. We both had one. But I'm with Zach Rex right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was, how good of a roommate is he, and who's on the inflatable mattress?
We both had one for, so he has one right now. I actually just got a queen that one of the coaches like didn't want anymore because they had to move out or something. But so I have a real mattress now, which is great.
That's big time.
Yeah. But he's been awesome. You know, he's super easy going, super easy to, you know, talk with, and very open. We like the same things, and but right now he's on the air mattress and I get the real one.
Nice. I guess he has to be a cat person too, right?
No, he's a big dog guy.
Okay.
I don't think he has anything against cats, but big dog guy.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Thanks a lot for the time. Great visiting with you and getting to know you a little bit better, and continued success and health, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you, appreciate it.
There he is, Catman, Tony Gonsolin.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.